Have you ever said something only to realize that what you said was overshadowed by how you said it? Boy, I've certainly had that experience. This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at this problem in the context of 1 Peter 3, verse 15, what you claim is a key apologetics verse.
John, Peter said, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." Note the critical caveat. Do this with gentleness and respect.
Yeah. And when it comes to engaging non-Christians and sharing the reason for the hope that we have, this is no optional extra here.
No, this is mandatory. What you say is important, but so is how you say it, sometimes even more so. Now, we ought to be passionate about sharing and defending the gospel, but we can't afford to fall into the trap of bashing people over the head with the Bible.
Right.
Peter says when we engage non-Christians who look at our lives and they want to know how we can live with hope in a world without hope, we need to be gentle and respectful.
But you have to admit that's kind of hard when people challenge us or criticize us. The temptation, at least for me, is to do whatever it takes to win the argument.
But when we lose the person, we've missed the point. John, We need to keep in mind we'll never argue anyone into the kingdom of God. And that's not the purpose of Christian apologetics. Instead, we want to share answers, clear up confusion, remove any unnecessary obstacles that might stand in the way of someone grasping the truth about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our job is to share the truth with love, gentleness, and respect. The Bible says, do this. And even if the person turns around and walks away, you haven't failed. You've been faithful.
And what could be better than that? That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Hear our program again at reasonwhy.org.